Hello. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to you
Conversations with Becca.
and Aaron, also known as Love to Laugh.
With BE at gmail.com. So don't forget to or comment or anything you want. So,
Not. Doesn't
turn.
really matter.
What
We haven't gotten one yet, and it doesn't deter us.
Well, you know, that's always true. Nothing deters us. No force could keep us away. I swear to God, my mom like rolled her eyes at us so often, like thought we were
Oh, she
such like
hated me. Hated
idiots,
me.
like thought we were so stupid and like how ridiculous.
Because we were.
Oh, and she told
We were
me
out
like,
of control. Could you
no.
imagine, like, her watching us, like, oh, damn.
Oh. Oh yeah, no, especially that generation. No. God, no. Oh no. She even told
We're
me.
looking at her like, but like, what do you do all day? You lay in bed, do puzzles. What else do you do? Drink Pepsi?
She gets up and goes to work. She does work. But
Now, but then?
not when she was married to El Diablo, no.
No, no,
Back then.
no. El Diablo, no.
El Diablo, no. So
No, I liked your mom. I did like her
he was
very
a,
much.
yeah, no, he was just a bad influence on my mom, for sure.
Yeah. I didn't have anything
She
against your mom or
definitely was.
anything.
But
Like,
she used to tell me, like, you guys, best friends when you're younger, it never lasts when you're older. So just kind of realize that now. Like, she's
okay,
like,
Mom. Thanks for the advice.
sorry that you didn't have any good friends growing up. But
Well, no, they tried. They put a spell on us, but it didn't work.
they put a
Because
spell
we found
on
each other again. And now look at us go.
us. Now we're back. So we were
Oh, yes.
to the important thing.
Because we couldn't decide what we wanted to talk or not talk to you about or talk about on this podcast, we decided we're just gonna wing it and we're also going to have a drinking contest again.
Dun, da, da, da. We're chugging another beer. All right, I have mine in hand and ready.
What do you have?
Okay. Oh, of course, I
Oh,
have my AA
yes. I have
sessions.
my sessions.
And of course, do you have your
No.
Corona?
I'm my Pacifico.
Oh,
No.
no. What do you have?
My new man. Okay, shall we? Ready?
What is it?
Pacifico.
What
Pacifico.
did you have? Oh. Okay. Yep, I know Pacifico. Okay, well, I'm sitting here and I'm cheersing to you. Cheers. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh my God. Wow, that was the best I've done. Excuse me.
Practice makes perfect. Wait until your third time.
True that. Exactly. Pound 3 beers in a row. Woohoo. Yeah, I got it all. I had one little sip at the bottom, so I almost had the whole thing this
Wow,
time.
you did really good.
I'm like,
It.
so close. Well, you know, when I was younger, I used to be able, like when I would do hard shots of liquor, I used to be able to just open my throat up and swallow it like that. You know, barely let it touch my tongue, just boom in the back of my
Did you
throat
have a
and take
chaser?
it like no problem. Back then, you know,
Oh,
lime,
God.
you know, I mean, nothing. No. But now I swear, like, I take a shot and I have to like swallow and then swallow, and I'm just like, dang it, what the fuck? And like, of course I taste it
You're a
and I'm like,
puker.
oh. Yeah, that original, like, ooh.
I have always had to have a chaser. Always.
Oh, with any kind of liquor?
So it's like, say,
Oh.
Rumplemintz, we'd have Sprite, tequila. What the fuck would we have? Orange juice or pineapple juice, beer.
Oh.
Anything. I could never take just regular shots. Oh God, I would
You couldn't
puke.
just do like a shot of tequila with salt, take the shot, and then
I
do lime
would puke.
afterward.
But
Oh.
you know what is supposed to be really, really good is tequila with cinnamon on the rim, and then you buy the orange slice.
Ooh. Do you know, I think I have seen that. I've never had it. It
Me
I,
neither.
ew.
Maybe we
Like cinnamon?
try it one
If it was cinnamon and sugar, I might be able to mix cinnamon and
Oh,
sugar
yeah.
on the rim and then lick it and take it. But I don't know if I could do straight
Right, that's a
cinnamon.
little harsh. Like
I don't, yeah.
brown sugar.
That's very right. But you know how sugar like helps, you know, just getting drunk as well.
Oh,
I think
I
that's great. Doing a little cinnamon sugar
Yes.
rim. I could do that. Yeah, we can plan on doing that one of these times. I like
Get ready, folks.
it. So let's see, let's see. So let's see, how was your week?
Busy. Busy as fuck. And now I am not
Oh.
going to be busy as fuck anymore. I'm telling you, stupid motherfucker, that I'm not gonna take any more than three. Again, I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna tell him every day, actually. I'm not gonna take any more than three jobs a day. It's too much. And they're like all
Yeah.
nitpicky now, and they want everything to be perfect, but yet they want people to be checking early, doing this and doing that. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking doing this. No.
Well, everybody wants things like super clean and
But
very
yeah, but
immaculate
you
and
have
like
like half an hour to
bleach.
do it, so it's like a contest. Like I think it's like a contest. Like this would be a perfect contest. All right, you got half an hour, and you got to make clean up this fucking pigsty and make it perfect. I'm like, and I had Phil helping me. Oh yeah, because like these
Still,
little,
you get fucking complaints.
huh?
Like, are you kidding? And you still get fucking complaints.
Oh, I don't have any more clients because I can't have any clients because I have him all the time. Like, how am I gonna fucking have clients when, like, usually my normal clients are like 6 hours, 4 hours, you know, because like. We take our time, we clean everything right like a normal fucking person. But he's like completely taken me over and like he'll be like, oh yeah, so like I'm supposed to work from 11 to 3. No, I'm working from like 9 to 4:30. Like running my ass off.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
big difference.
running my ass off though and like running late. I'm like,
A
this is fucking insane. Like, I can't do this.
Oh, we'll clarify. You clean like short-term rental homes.
Airbnbs.
Just Airbnb
I'm
homes.
supposed
Okay, yeah.
to
Just for anyone
have my
who's, in
business
case we didn't
called
say
How May I
that.
Help You, where I just help people, which I loved before when I have clients, you know, regular clients, and I go to their house and like most of the time I'm just talking to them or goofing off or whatever. I don't even do anything. I'm getting paid.
You had someone take you on some great trip, like not a trip, but like four-wheeling or in the sand dunes, or what was it he took?
We
What
went
was that?
four wheeling. That's what I
It
got
was what's
paid for
for
to do.
okay.
Like we went four wheeling. Yes, he came to my
Look
house, picked me up,
who
and we went four wheeling. And he talked to me about how much he hated his wife. Blah 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 blah. Basically, like,
Some people
yes,
just need to
that's
vent.
perfect. I'm like, that's fine. You can talk to me all you want. I don't care.
I can sit here
You
and
can
listen. I don't know her.
you
I
got
don't care.
fear and everything. I'm like
Right?
sitting there taking a blue moon, like,
Exactly.
yeah. Oh
I'm just here to
yeah.
have
I got
fun.
like a date with them. They fall in love with me. It's great. I'm like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Not fucking cleaning Airbnbs as a fucking housekeeper, running your my ass off. I was like, no, I'm not gonna do this anymore.
Yeah,
Like, I'm gonna go get my
stressing.
regular clients back. They were awesome. this was okay for a while during the pandemic because it was like money regularly, but this is getting out of control. He's like creating his own business now, and so he has his little friend who comes around and like inspects, and he has to find something wrong with every house, or he'll like post like take a picture of the refrigerator and there's like a little speck. Oh my god. And like this and there's like a little speck on the floor. Oh my god. I'm like, I'm fucking done.
I'm done.
No, you're not.
This is the end of this.
You're not gonna play this fucking game.
No. You go ahead, have your little inspector fucking clean it, everything, and deal with all the fucking shit that I had to deal with. Like good luck.
And you remember, like, for the longest time, I was fucking cleaning the fucking beds. Remember? I told you, like, sometimes I wouldn't even clean the fucking beds. I just put them in the dryer, put the sheets in the dryer or whatever. Because I fucking hated the people so much. And I was in such a rush. I get in the fucking house and it's a fucking catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
And I was just like, fuck all of you. So I just take the fucking bedding and put it in the fucking dryer. Me? Like, there you go. There's your fucking washing. Because I don't have fucking time for this shit.
Because they trash the house. They leave all kinds of...
I've been doing a very good job. And I still get fucking... I get more complaints now than I did before. I'm like... You. Okay, if you had any idea what I fucking used to do, like, I never cleaned out the fridge ever. I'd be like, oh, look at all this good stuff in here. I'm not gonna throw it away. There's like a full ketchup. There's all this mayo and stuff. I'm not gonna throw it away. I just leave it in the refrigerator. Now I'm gonna take everything out of the refrigerator. Otherwise, he's gonna take a fucking picture and be like, you didn't forget this. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, it sounds like things have changed. So you're like, yeah, I could go and charge what I'm making now to just clients who just want to go hang out again.
Oh, yeah. And I have been calling just me all the time. Have fun. Can you come over? Can you go? And I can't because I'm like, see? I'm busy all day fucking long. I'm like, well, actually, why
dude, you
am
totally
I
should.
Busy all day?
No obligations. You have no fucking obligations to them. Dude, you should not do anything for a fucking week till your other clients struggle to you. And see how much, you know, it affects
it's gonna
his business.
Affect him a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Just by me just going down.
And then see how he comes back and complains and says, well, you get rid of this little fucking dipshit you got inspecting things or else I'm not
and
coming back.
He has a girl, too, supposedly from Iran. But I know it's his fucking wife. I'm like, I'm not fucking dumb. I know your fucking wife's name. And so she sits there and, like, tells me, like, oh, so you got these people coming. These people coming at this time. She's always fucking wrong. So, like, I'm like, sitting there in the fucking house and all these people are fucking showing up. I'm like, oh, you're not supposed to be here until 4:30. And, like, it's like 3:30. Oh, well, we told her that we're going to come. I'm like, of course you did. Or, like, she'll be like, oh, these people checked out. So, like, I can start early in the morning. Oh, this unit checked out. So I go the fuck over there. And they're fucking still there. I'm like, they're still there. Oh, sorry. I'm like, so now I just turn my phone off and don't even listen to any other stupid fucking notifications. I just tell them when every fucking job
you
is
don't
done,
need
I'm
to.
Like, I don't even fucking care what you got to say. I don't care what you think is still fucking dirty.
Then fire
I
me.
Don't care.
Yeah, then fire me. Yeah, exactly.
Fire me. Please.
Oh, no.
Please fire me. Like, I'm only doing this. I don't want to quit because the whole point of my fucking business is to help people. And it's kind of good, but... Like, I could do
well, then
better.
Just say, like you said, just be like, it was 11 to 3, and, you know, things got out of control, and now I'm not enjoying it to the point where I'm going to quit completely. So before I quit completely, I'm going back to what I originally said as 11 to 3, and if you need more help, you better find someone else.
Exactly.
And you need to just be very harsh and to the point and say that's it. And just be like, if you can't agree to those terms, I'm not enjoying this at all anymore. It's making me angry and I can find something else better to do with my time.
I am.
And he'll just probably drop his jaw.
Oh.
And be like, oh, okay, you're right. Once he realizes, like, even a week or two without you, he'll realize, like, how much you actually did and how much these people took advantage of you.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it. Like yesterday. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I had Phil with me and so he texted me, could you take all the trashes out for all the houses? I'm like, yes, I'll take the trashes out for them. And then he texted me this picture of all this fucking trash Because he for some reason rented this house to these people for like a month, and they fucking destroyed it. And they didn't know how, they were too stupid to fucking realize how to fucking throw anything fucking away. So the whole garage is full of fucking shit.
Trash.
Cash. He's like, can you take all this trash for me for $20? I was like, sure, I'll fucking take it. I don't care. Like, you have no choice. And you're going to fucking realize in a second what the fuck's going on. It's so fucking ridiculous.
Wow. If you're a short-term Airbnb, you don't rent things out for a month. If you're going to rent something out for a month, if I was, I'd be like, I'm going to fuck this place up. Why the fuck not? I have this person coming and cleaning my shit. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to be here for 4 weeks and I can.
And I'm like, if you only pay me for an hour.
That was
and a half
stupid
per house.
Of him.
If you have a move out like that's at least a 3-hour job. At least. And so you
absolutely
fucking realize that.
For a long, that's like, that's a long, mm-hmm.
I can't do that in an hour and a half. And I'm so glad that we got there late, because he was already cleaning and his friend was cleaning. And like, basically all we had to do was the floors and the bathrooms and everything. And still, Phil was so fucking pissed off that he's like, I'm not going to help anymore. I'm like, come on. He's like, this
know,
is fucking bullshit,
sure
Aaron. I'm like, I know. Uh-huh. But come
I know.
On.
I know. No, just you gotta,
I'm like, but then
you just
thank
gotta step
you
up
for helping me in the first place.
You have to realize, Aaron, just that's the thing. Like, you have to realize your own power sometimes. I think, even in general, like for people, like they need you more than you need them. So sometimes you just need to step up and just say, like, I don't give a fuck. This is bullshit. This is what wasn't what we agreed to. So if you can't go back to what we agreed to, I'll go find something else that I'm happier doing. Believe me, there's a lot of other things
out
there.
That's what I'm doing.
I'll be okay. I don't need you. And you're fucking stressing your stupid clients.
You're going to try and please all these stupid motherfuckers? Good luck to you. You should be pleasing me.
Exactly.
Because I'm the one who fucking helps you, and I can save you a fucking lot of money. But you're not going to? That doesn't fucking matter.
Just you. He's going to have to hire at least two people to
do
what you're doing.
I was trying to look online to see how much like Merry Maids or other maid services cost. It's fucking like $100 at least. I'm like, you're so fucked. I'm like, good luck.
Yep.
I don't care.
Exactly.
I really, really enjoyed
it
before when I had like my actual clients, because like I had that one lady and she was super rich, and I go out and I do whatever I cleaned her house and everything, and she'd be like, thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. Like, there was no complaining. There's no anything. She'd give me a tip. I didn't have to run around like a fucking crazy person. Oh my God, what do you mean? He'd be like, you know, they're checking in at 3:30. I'm like, what the fuck you mean they're checking in at 3:30? I didn't even know that you had another client.
Jesus.
I didn't even know there were guests checking in.
Yeah. Just terrible communication.
Yeah. You hired all these other people for this, and it's worse. Like, have fun. I just want my own Airbnb. That's what I want.
Anyway.
And you? How was your week? Hello? Hello? Becca?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Well, not too weird. I lost you for a second because I had a stray chicken. she kept jumping on the coop, and she'd get down and she'd walk on the side back and forth, and then she'd jump on the coop. Like 3 times. Just like,
oh, that naughty girl.
I no, not not just like stupid chicken.
Which one was it? What's her name?
I I don't know which one it was. It was one of the Blue Plymouths. Blue Plymouth rocks. I ran over there and she jumped down, and as they ran over, she like they like almost kneeled down. They like kneeled down.
Aww.
And put their wings out a little bit when I come over. So I just went over there and I hurried up and picked her up and like put her in the coop and shut the coop or, you know, ran back. But I ran pretty far away from the house. So yeah, we probably lost it for a second there, but sorry.
You got it back.
I had a chicken dif technical difficulty.
Chicken difficulties.
But I'm back. I'm back. She's good.
Chicken.
She's in the coop. We're
Yay.
good. Yay.
Not walking on a sidewalk.
No, she jumped on the coop and then was like pacing back and forth. Like she just couldn't
Oh.
find the entrance. And it's like, okay, I need to help this
Oh,
chicken.
so she's like trying to get in, but she just can't find it.
Exactly. So I had to run over and help her really quick and pick her up and put her in. Anyway. Which is so funny because we talked about like recently that because I loved your mom and your mom always had chickens. You guys always had so many animals. I mean, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, horses, turtles.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
Fish.
Fish. Okay, true.
Turkeys.
Oh yeah, oh my gosh, turkeys. Okay. Okay, so I can say I know how to
Yeah, you know how to handle them.
I know how to handle turkey if I need to now. That's true. I completely remember. Everyone says, like, is it true? And you cut a turkey's head off or a chicken, like they run around for a while afterwards. Yes. Yes, it
Yeah.
is.
Yes, it is. Well,
Yes, it is.
unfortunately, it is true.
Saw it. I saw it with mine on my own eyes. It yeah, we yep, your I think it was your dad chopped his head off and it ran around for a while before it
Yeah.
finally fell down.
Fell down.
Yep, and then you put it upside down for a while, let the rest of the blood drain out, and then you finally, I don't know if you put it
You
in
have to
hot
dip it in hot
dip it in
water.
hot water first, exactly. Dip it in hot water so the feathers kind of release
Yep.
or loosen up. Or
Yep.
the skin, or yeah, so you have to dunk it in hot water first, and then you can pluck all the feathers and get all the little quills and everything out.
Yep.
I don't know when you gut it, maybe you
After that.
after. So,
Yeah.
after that, you pluck it and everything, then you gut it and
Then you
hollow it
come and
out,
you slice it down the middle and take all their
yeah,
innards
and
out.
everything. And then it's pretty much like either ready to eat or ready to be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Salted and saved.
Well, you gotta cut their legs off. Cut their head off.
Oh, of
Or
course.
you cut their head off.
Yeah, the head, the legs, the wing. Yeah. So
Yep.
that was a crazy
Good
experience. Good times that we experienced as a kid. But I mean, oh my God, we even ha we. But I love, 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 love that you guys had horses, though. Like you and I got to experience so many great things with horses.
Oh, yeah, I love horses. Oh, my God.
Huh? You even had your own horse.
Yeah,
Named
April.
April. And she was very beautiful and
Oh, she was gorgeous.
oh man, like I just
Who
it
else?
was so great. We got to go out and ride the horses and it wasn't
There
all the
was
time,
once.
but we got to do it.
We would go out in the horse pasture and go try and find them and
Sometimes you
walk
could and sometimes
around.
you couldn't because what is it,
Yeah.
over 100 acres?
Yep.
So it was not as easy to find them.
No. When we go
Can't
out there looking for them, we're like, I can't even find them. Then we go like
even.
into the neighbor's yard or whatever and go find all kinds of other stuff, like
That
abandoned buildings.
is. Yeah, that's how we found a lot of stuff, though.
Yeah, and of course we had to break into those.
Well, of course, we're very curious people.
What's in here?
We're just curious. Can't
There could be like a bunch of
blame us.
money or something in here. We gotta check this out.
Who knows? Exactly.
Who knows?
And we always knew we could just play dumb
Oh,
if
God.
anything
All
ever
the time.
happened.
I think it'd be fun to like ask my parents maybe sometime for just for fun. Do you remember when we did this? Or do you remember when this happened? Do you remember like Merc or anything? Just see what they had to say. My
That would
mom's
be
like, oh
great.
yeah, I remember.
That would be
I
great.
remember you guys. I'm like,
Dang.
calm down, calm down.
Right. They get all like agitated, frustrated.
Calm
like,
down, Mom.
Those memories.
I know you remember. You guys are out of control. That's all she says. You guys are out of control.
Oh, I'm sure that's all my mom would have fucking said. Right?
Why does everything are out of control?
I don't know. Just because we laugh.
That out of control?
Yeah, it's not like we were doing anything insane in the house at night or around them. We would just laugh and have fun.
Yeah.
And so they thought
we got that many times. We weren't like fucking with boys and like being really bad.
No.
Or fucking with actual drugs or anything. Like, we were actually very, very tame.
No. We never, honestly, you and I never really did drink. We only did marijuana, weed, that's it.
Yeah.
Together, you know. I mean, it wasn't until after high school when we hung out that we did alcohol. So, like, no, it was so crazy that they thought we were, like, these out of control,
so bad.
Crazy, yeah, bad lessons. Like,
I can see why my dad might think that.
Why?
Because we broke into Merck's house and we were pornos and we broke into that bathroom, and we got all his popsicles and still got caught.
Oh, that.
That's why.
Oh, is that all?
I don't know. That's
why?
Kind of
why would that influence you? Like, what? Did your mom ever know? No. Do you think, or do you think he just Merck told him, and he never told your mom?
I think that he knew and it didn't tell my mom. Oh God,
that's
my mom.
That's what I was wondering. So that's what I was wondering.
She would freak out.
Yikes.
I would think she would.
Do you think now, like, now that it's been like fucking over 20 years, do you think she would freak out now?
No, I was actually about to ask her the other day because we were talking about the cabin and everything, and I was just about to ask her, like, do you think we could get in the cabin, or like, is there any way you think we can get in the cabin? I was like, no, I'm gonna wait. But yeah. Really, really nice.
That's perfect.
I figure if we both were not there or whatever, we could just break into the month. And say we
just this is like the good old days.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
I was like, why bother asking? We're just going to do it.
Do it. Exactly. Like, what's your brother going to do? It sounds like your brother's kind
of... How would they even know? They don't even go up there.
Then why does he own... Oh, that's bizarre. How many acres is it up there?
Two?
Merck's property? About 2 acres?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's crazy that he owns that and then has his own little house or anything, but doesn't like even put up like a shop or like a little man's cave or, you know, a little getaway.
There is.
Oh.
Oh, you should see. There's all kinds of shops in it. They like all kinds of stuff for us to break into.
Oh, my God. Your brother's like, what the fuck are you two doing?
There's all kinds of stuff for up there for us to investigate.
All right, good stuff. We'll definitely do it next year when I go out. Because I'm going out next year, no matter what.
Good.
Great. Fine. Fabulous. Yep.
Our parents already said you can stay with them, or we can go camping, or we can see a Christian camp. We can do whatever.
God, no. Oh my God. No way would I ever stay with Christian camp.
Can you imagine staying at the cabin? And we'll film it. To see, because my mom claims that Merck has a ghost up there that Colton saw.
Oh boy.
It'd be fun to see if there's a ghost or something. It'd be hilarious.
That would be so great. We'll have to put that as a future podcast episode. Like, we have to mark that. I completely agree. Future year episode. We're going to be investigating around September to the beginning of October. We're gonna be investigating there.
Merck's cabin.
Merck's cabin, no matter what. It's time stamped. That'd
It's gonna be
be,
hilarious.
oh my gosh, that'd be great. That would be great. I'd be
I
down.
think so too.
I'm not afraid. I am
I'm not
not afraid.
afraid. I've seen so much shit, I'm not afraid anymore.
Right.
You can't scare me no more.
Seriously.
But you kind of get scared, but it's like you're not really scared.
It's more adrenaline. Like the adrenaline gets you, the
You get a high
excitement.
off of it. You get all
Right.
excited. It's
I feel like I
excitement.
want something to happen. And then something happens, you're like,
Yes, come on. And
holy
then it
shit, something
happens.
happened.
It's almost like you make it happen. Like, oh my God, did you hear that noise? Sure. Did you see that light?
Yeah,
Sure.
exactly. I saw that light. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Me too.
Well, then we'll have
Woo.
to film it then with I'll bring my GoPro. We'll have to rely like a night vision camera or something. So
It'd be hilarious.
I'm down. I'm totally
Lots
down.
of drinking, and we can
Of
search
course.
around, babe. We can search around for other fun treasures.
Like what? Metal detecting? What do you mean?
Pornos. We can search around for other
Ooh,
fun
you know, I
pornos.
almost said that, but
Oh yes, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
oh nope. No. No, not right now. He popped out for a second, but then he popped back in.
The turtle was out, but now he's back in.
Exactly.
So,
You better explain that just for, you know, people listening.
yes, the turtle is her husband. And he
And when she
pops out. He pops
says,
in. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. We have to
yes.
change the subject.
No. That's just, we don't have to change. That's just the awareness
Oh, yes. Stop talking
of.
about what you're talking about, Aaron. That's what it is. Shut up, Aaron.
No.
Change the subject. What
No.
is it? Okay,
It's
what is
just
it?
you wanted to know when Will was out, like, because you know how, like, it's frustrating when you're on the phone with someone and you make a comment and, like, the significant other makes a comment. You're just like, oh, I didn't know you were there fucking listening this whole fucking time. Like, happens with my sister all the time. I'm like, thinking I'm talking to my sister and she has it on speakerphone. And I was just like, oh, great.
Oh no, I'm used to that.
And
I
so
just
I
thought it was.
thought. No, I thought it was you wanted to know when he was there, just so if he made a comment or anything, you knew he was in the
No.
room.
The
No.
reason it's you're gonna say tomorrow, tomorrow, it comes out. If I'm saying anything
Oh, no.
that I shouldn't
See?
be saying,
See,
then
no,
change
that's
the
total
subject.
miscommunication. See? And I think of it as this way and you think of it as that way. So
Isn't
no,
it crazy?
that's a miscommunication. He actually doesn't give a shit. He's listened to more of
All
our fucking
right. I'm sure he
podcasts.
loves hear you talk about fucking other guys or this
He's
or
listened to
that.
more of our podcasts than I have, and he doesn't care. So, yes.
Well, I don't care if he listens.
I don't care either. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
So what are we talking about tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow?
just so you're aware that he's in the room, because, like, I wish my sister would have told me, like, just to be aware, just so I'm aware. That there's someone else around, it's not just you. Because you know how sometimes, like, you'll say things, you'll. I don't know, there's things you will and won't do when someone else is there present, right? That you're like, oh.
I don't know because I didn't I don't I'm not afraid to say anything to
Oh.
him.
Okay, well, me neither. Okay, well, then, no tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, perfect. I have no worries. Like he's
I don't care. I
no.
already know that you're on speakerphone all the time. Like I figure you're on speakerphone all the time and he's listening. I don't care.
Oh, no. Well,
I
not all
just
the
thought
time.
it was like
He
just
pops in
because
and
like
out.
we were talking about something that we shouldn't be talking about. I'm like,
Oh, no.
ooh.
No, anything you
Change
and I say, he knows.
the
No. Anything. No, believe me.
That's what I thought it was.
Anything you and I say, he knows. No, no worries.
I figure, right? We've like said everything in front of him and done everything.
Oh, okay. Was my misunderstanding because I have found it awkward with my own sister.
Oh, no.
Because she's done it to me. And I just wish I knew. Well, okay. I just wish I had known.
I don't care.
I wish I had known. So in courtesy of my own awareness, I let you know, I think. So anyways,
okay.
We're all good. Okay, okay, we're good. I'm glad we cleared that up. Because either way, no. Okay. So.
No need for that.
No need for that.
So, anywho. You never explained what you did this week.
Oh, me? Ugh. I worked. Yay. I took care of... No, yeah. No, okay, I can't. Okay, you're right. I should be very blessed. I'm very blessed in these times to be able to work. I'm very thankful I get to work from home. I got to work this week. And they've offered overtime, so it's been a long work week.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. And then, I mean, I have a very needy family. So, like, my husband always wants my time. My kids always want my time. I have cats. The cats always want my time. The chickens always want my time. Like,
it's
going
to be needed, right?
You'd think so. You'd think it'd be fucking amazing to be needed until you have no time on your own. And you're always needed by everyone else. And everyone complains about never having enough time with you. And you're trying your best to honestly balance out everything.
Yeah.
So you're trying your best, honestly, between this. And you're, you know, and friends, right? And friends and other family. And
yeah.
And I was blowing away a mosquito. You know, and it's still like, ugh. So I just do my best to just balance everything.
I was thinking that you need to teach your family how to do your job. And then you can all just take turns.
Because I work from home. Kat, let me train you how to do this. You guys just do it.
And everybody has like their day. So their day.
Their turn to do it. And this is yours. This is yours. Yeah, right. No.
You have any questions, just call me.
Right.
Call me on the couch.
Sorry, no. I have too much pride in my own job to like even do that. No. I can never like leave it up to them.
So you have little faith in your family.
To do my own job? Nope. It's trusted to me and I'll do my own fucking job. I'm good.
Stay away.
No, I'm already blessed to be able to have a job, to be able to work from home. Like, I'm not going to mess it up. No way, Jose.
Be like, who's this? Who is this on your computer?
You came up with this crazy...
That's my dog.
Who did this? You submitted it. What does that mean? Wait.
How did you do?
Oh, you'd hurt. Oh, that day I wasn't feeling good that day. I just wasn't myself. Oh, I was all sick and delirious. Uh-huh. I had no sleep.
I lost my glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
No, not gonna let that happen. No.
It's never. No, they absolutely they couldn't do my job. There's no way.
Nice.
I can hire my kids to do your job. Let's go. Go clean houses, kids.
Hell yeah. Come with me, please.
Go.
I can just like watch you guys.
Do this. Do that.
Fantastic. I'm the inspector. No.
Kids get like amazing reviews. So back.
Did you even vacuum? No.
Yeah, that'd be kind That's of.
Basically half-assed. How it is.
Pretty much how they do their rooms. Half-assed. That's how they clean now.
What did you do?
Man, it's so crazy. Dude, the things that I did at my age compared to my kids at their age, like, you can't take care of your own fucking rooms, your own fucking bathroom, your own laundry, your own, you know, like, getting on your brushing your teeth, getting on doing, you know, all of your showers, you know, normal basic shit. It's like, oh, like I was doing so much more your age.
Oh my God,
so
yes.
Frustrating.
Your mom didn't tell you to do anything.
Mm-mm. She didn't have to. She was like a single mom. She worked. I came home. I did my homework. Then I cleaned the house. Then I hung out with friends. Like, I was very fucking responsible. I don't know why.
What? Did the laundry? I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm cleaning up. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
what? I just like to clean.
Your
just
mom's clean. Job?
Felt good.
And then I would like help you and I put things in the dishwasher and everything. And your mom come home. She's like, you put everything in the dishwasher wrong. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God. Exactly. And then
knives up. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't even own a dishwasher. Dude, I have no fucking clue.
So let alone. I didn't know what the fuck to do with it.
I just put it in there. It's wrong.
Jeez.
Get out of my house.
Well, and that was after she was with El Diablo, which is when everything changed and she got all anal in particular. I know. And then we became like slaves. And it's one thing to clean for yourself and to clean for your family and want to versus being obligated now and you have to because it's your responsibility. It's like, okay, I don't want to anymore.
That guy. That fucking guy. Do you think that fucking guy has a fucking girlfriend now? Or will ever get married or anything again?
Only if it's a mail order bride. But no. Hell to the no. Fat, bald, and ugly, and has like type 2 diabetes, and
no,
Why hasn't changed a bit. Hasn't changed a bit. Even with my step, you know, siblings, you know that they're his dad or something. Like even from hearing from them now and how he is, like nope. He hasn't changed one little bit.
Why would he?
Nope, exactly.
He's already on a roll.
The boys and like and. Young, so he just tried to order her, you know, around the house, and I'm the family, you do what I say, and go give me this, go clean that, go cook us this. And yeah, Jesse was
good.
Like, that no, like you don't make the other you don't make the Josh and Jonathan do this. Like, why do I have to do this? Like, you're kidding me? And she got all mad and frustrated, and now she stood up to him just like me.
Good.
So he's all mad at good her too. It's like, her. Oh my God. It's like maybe one of these days he'll realize a pattern.
No,
and,
he's not gonna. He's but not gonna no, ever I don't think so.
He's so.
Anything.
He's very stubborn. Yep, set in his own ways, and that sucks. I mean, to be honest, like, because he's pushing everyone away. And it's like
thank
you
God
see
you're
it.
Pushing us away. I don't get fucking closer. Fuck.
Well, it's his own fault. Like, if he wanted us to be, you know, if he wanted to be closer to people, if he wanted
guys,
to, he would just open up more.
Josh
but
Jonathan need to be as close to that fucker. So that he can teach them his ways and teach him all this crazy shit.
Oh.
No. No.
Hell no. But luckily, Josh isn't, but poor John. He is, you know. And he's always been more, he's a middle child. He's always been more partial. He even kind of more looks like him. So yeah, I mean, he's very much into the church and his values and totally different. Yeah. So dang mosquitoes. Well, dang it, we're 43 minutes. I can't believe it. Uh-oh. Surprise, I cut us off.
It tried. I didn't.
Oh, we did it. I said no. So, I guess we're going to wrap it up. But,
if you have any
I don't know.
comments, concerns, anything, send it to us. Love with the number 2. Laugh with B. E,
just
at
the letter B E. Love to laugh with B E at gmail.com.
One more time, folks. Love.
El número dos. Laugh.
L-A-U-G-H.
With Becca.
No, no,
with
Becca.
Me.
Don't say that.
No, Becca.
No, we're never going to get anything. God. Ruined.
Dang, it's no wonder.
No wonder. Like sending all kinds of things.
I think there's episodes where we haven't even mentioned it.
Like, I don't even know what to send it now.
We try, but you guys are never consistent.
Listen.
Love. The number 2, laugh with BE at Gmail. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Jesus Christ, work.
We don't deserve those listeners.
We don't deserve them. Applause. Good.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear your shit anywhere.
Exactly.
Anywho.
All right, Zena.
Never to be yourself.
Well, yep, exactly.
Be happy.
And be happy.
Yeah. Be happy. Happy. Until next time.
And be excited for the next episode. All right, until then.
Bye.
This is Becca signing off. Goodbye.